You know, it's a little stunned because I just started tracking when I first got the album, and I think it was about a week or so ago. We had an advance on it, and I got to that little short minute or so cut of Palm Sunday. It's about 5 minutes.
Yep.
I think.
Everything's about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I guess so. Not Palm Sunday, it's a minute. So there's a cut on the other side, too. It's a short
down
one.
Down Home is called.
Yeah, Down Home. Right. Yeah. Well, we were talking about the music, and I don't want to drift away from the people who are wondering because of curiosity, and you mentioned something like Palm Sunday and all. After we do another song or so, we're gonna play that for you. Future now. Mm-hmm. With each one of the members of the Dead doing their own thing and all, and putting albums out too and all, the rumor drifts back, no, they won't be back together again as a group and all. Would you just straighten that out real quick, because I know it is.
We're definitely back together. I mean, we've never been really apart
right.
as a group, and
we do all this stuff. It's a little bit like your wife and your girlfriend, folks. You know,
that's a good one. Well, I think also, though, it's a little therapy, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Well, it's all that stuff. It's just whoever said that you can't do more than one thing at a time.
Well, I don't think it's just that either. I think each person, you know, once it gets down to the point where the group is arguing, won't do other things, you know, then you're in trouble. But, I mean, if everybody wants to go out and try a little thing on their own, go out and hang out. And
yeah, at least the people get the benefit of hearing you get to try different things and try different... Give me that drink, please.
No!
Come on. Thank you. You get to try different things in different contexts, and people are exposed to different aspects of...
Remember, fellas, no fighting. Plenty of music for everybody.
Great.
All right. 102.7 NEWFM, Metro Media Stereo. It's 5 minutes after 3. Gary Garcia are here with us. Oh.
And Buzz.
Get in there, Buzz. I forgot about you. You're so quiet back there. I think Buzz is taking a nap. Yeah. Come on, Buzz. Hop in here.
Like this way.
Christ, without some drumsticks, you know.
Yeah, well, they're not used to doing such things. You know, they have to beat things. That's the trick.
When I was 12, I was given a board that's in a triangle shape, right? And it was like a triangle, and then the top part of the board had a little rubber mat on it. And you take your two drumsticks and you practice. Did you ever do that?
Yep.
You know what a flam accent is?
Yeah.
That's a weirdo. That's the one that goes chuck-a-cha-chuck-a-cha.
Right.
Or whatever. And I started working on that, and then I just couldn't get into it because, like, it wasn't making any sound for me. And so I never. I got into it a little, but I never
read
it.
Well, tin cans are really better than those.
I think so. Sure, I'd have had some sound.
I got way into tin cans when I started out.
Yeah,
tin cans and coat hangers.
Simple pleasures, drummer.
Yeah.
That's how the telephone started, wasn't it? Tin cans and wire.
Still is. What the hell are you talking about? It's still that way. If they work at all.
Alexander Graham Bell was an amazing drummer.
Yeah, he really was.
He could really play.
Campbell's soup was a big help, too.
No, wait, now you're talking about the cans again. Oh, there we go. All right, legendary as it is, and in everyone's mind painted the coast and the San Francisco area for you people, it is true. I've heard rumors that, you know, that's it. That's kingdom come for you guys, and everything else doesn't really count. But you don't really feel that way about our area and all the people
here.
Who love you around here.
Oh, no. When we come here, I mean, just as we were driving here
we
today,
had so much fun driving.
I jumped out of his car and ran over to the limo and shook my hand, you know. People here are warm, you know. They got a lot of heart here. And it's one of those things where... On the coast, you have that thing of relaxing. You can relax, you can lay back, you know. You have a lot of that kind of space. But when it comes to a lot of spirit and stuff like that, this side of the country is happening for that. You know, I love coming here myself. I get off like crazy on it. You know?
Me too.
I think it's there really isn't a lot of difference, but I think people who live out there make it different. People who live here make it a little different.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
Like,
there's a big thing.
Well,
there's
those people out there have different air.
There's a thing about Los Angeles. There's a thing about Los Angeles and San Francisco.
They're
a major war.
Well, they definitely have different air
really
in Los Angeles.
People are willing to fight over
I'll
that.
I'll tell you who's better. And it ain't San Francisco. Oh, yeah, San Francisco. Step outside.
The air, there's 400, what is it, 400 and some miles difference between San Francisco and Los
right
Angeles.
Now, close 400. To five.
But I think people who haven't been there don't realize it when they say out on the coast. But, and that's two different worlds.
Oh, boy.
I remember freezing to death in July in San Francisco.
That's normal.
And down below, they still had the ozone. You just take a deep breath in Los Angeles and you got to pretend you're somewhere.
Right.
You know?
Get over the gas
it helps to be born
yourself.
There.
See,
it helps to be born there and you have a sort of an immunity. Mm-hmm. And you can breathe.
Both of these guys are from there.
No one is born in Los Angeles, though, right?
Oh, actually, I was
second generation.
You're kidding.
My mother was born there.
It must have been pioneers. It must have been there before there was a city or something, because there's no local Los Angeles person.
Back
right?
in the days, there was nothing but
really?
Street signs.
Right.
Yeah.
That's very unusual, Buzz. That's
it
unusual.
Really is.
Because, you know, everybody that I know there lived somewhere else, came from somewhere else.
Get this,
you know?
I'm a second generation, third generation San Franciscan. My grandmother was born in San Francisco.
So you're third generation. Well, San Francisco is actually, but it's so different. Unless you've been there, it's not even talking about it, right? Yeah.
Los Angeles is sprung out of the desert there for no good reason.
Hey, man. it was a tar pit.
In San Francisco, they had the gold, you know what I'm talking about?
Where else would all those animals have died?
John, did you write this song, Love in the Afternoon?
I wrote it with the help of Hunter.
I tell you what, if you think right now, okay, we're in the studio now, or you could be out in the St. Patrick's Day parade.
True.
You know, with the crazies running up, hitting you with the flags and everything, and everybody playing drums and bugles and all that.
Too.
Or you could be making love in the afternoon, you know. Take your pick. Well, now that we had such a nice intro for that one and I played the wrong cut, would you like to bail me out?
Certainly. This song is actually called Rain.
Yeah, it was definitely not Love in the Afternoon.
No, definitely not. It's written by Donna and sung by Donna, and it's my little orchestration moment in the album.
So we gave you got some goodies by bonus.
Yeah, but I suspect we'll have a chance to be able to play Love in the Afternoon and Palm Sunday.
And I'm going to make them wait about 2 minutes while I do a little thing here. And then they're going to hear Love in the Afternoon and Palm Sunday, because we talked about both already.
Yes, indeedy.
All right.
And while you guys get prepared for St. Patrick's Day there, we'll take just a moment. At NEWFM in New York. Tech Hi-Fi is featuring special St. Patrick's Day. All right, you see the horizon, the car of the year at your local Chrysler. WNEWFM in New York, Metro Media Stereo at 102.7. And our guests are Jerry Garcia, John Kahn, and Buzz is here, too. And if you want to participate, you can. Oh, look at this, guys.
Oh,
look at
that. God.
Isn't that something?
Oh, my God.
Oh. Where's my camera?
Take me home. I saw that.
Take me home, country roads. Goodness gracious.
Not with him, though.
Well, no. That's from Tahiti.
Oh, and,
that's from hunger.
Yeah. All right. A little extra. We had a Technicolor movie there for us this afternoon at NEWFM. And, oh, yeah. Okay. I'll let you talk about Love in the Afternoon and introduce the thing, because now I finally got it set up. And
oh, okay.
After that, we'll do, because it follows the next track there, Little Palm Sunday.
Okay. Here I go. Love in the Afternoon. It's about love in the afternoon.
I hope
it's,
so.
I wrote it with Hunter. It's sort of like reggae
love
music.
In the afternoon, she sings sweet and all you want is to. Rhythm like touch of Jamaica. Kingston Lady, all the time in the world for me and that girl. Sweet, she sings sweetly. Come back soon. Come back for more than love in the afternoon. Part of what I want.
we're starting to go in another cut here, but we did get in Palm Sunday finally, didn't we?
Yeah,
we did get in.
And love in the afternoon. The fellas are about to gather their forces together and head over to John Scheer's Capitol Theater over
we're
in Passaic.
We're going to catch Rush Hour.
Little sound check and
stand up.
Get things together and get out ahead of the parade and so forth so you can be over there.
I think we're upstairs so we can kind of roll down.
Yeah, that makes it easier.
Yeah, I don't think we really have to deal about getting up.
Tonight, then, to remind you, we will be broadcasting the Jerry Garcia Band live at roughly 9:30. Around 9:30 we'll begin, maybe a little tiny bit before or a little tiny bit after, but somewhere in there. And you'll get to hear the whole concert live as it has John, Buzz, John and Maria and everybody else. At, good.
Thank you, Scott.
I think maybe they may sneak in a little early, too, and pick up and see if your friend is really on ahead
catch
of you.
Catch Hunter's Band,
Yeah, we'll catch a little Robert.
Off on him, I promise you.
You know,
yeah, try to do that.
If he comes in later, you know, make sure you tell everybody he snuck in again because he wanted to sneak on and do a guitar. We are, as a matter of fact, the fellow there who's got a little bit of the donut. The donut head, the little bit of the donut head from the back is checking out right now, even as we're speaking. He's talking to the Capitol Theater.
He looks like he's doing something. Why won't he look at us, though?
He's afraid to.
Apparently. I can dig it.
But he's checking it out and making sure that everything will be set for tonight's broadcast.
I hope we play good.
We're at the hope of telephone lines and electronics and all those other things. You guys just go ahead and do your thing and hope that they've done theirs, and then we'll have the broadcast.
We'll try. We'll do the best we can.
But don't wait 2 years to come back. Matter of fact, we'll be talking about some stuff, and maybe it won't be 2 years, huh?
It certainly won't be.
Get the cigar out and light that cigar up. Sooner than you think, maybe, or something. But anyway, again, we tell you that if those of you thought there was going to be a Grateful Dead concert 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now, that's not true. There's not one scheduled in this immediate area. And if you want to catch a couple of the fellows, the thing to do tonight, of course, is to be over at John Scheer's Capitol Theater, because that's where everybody's going to be, and playing some nice music. And trust, if for some reason you can't be there, well, then you can listen to us. But if you want to be a part of the broadcast, go on over. That's the thing to do.
What the heck?
If they hear yourself applaud. I guess we can put up some cardboard things, you know, if they really sell enough tickets. We can get some friends together and try to fake it.
No fair talking about the backstage passes now. No more writing songs about how you get backstage passes. Okay. Thanks again.
Okay, Scott.
Thank you.
You guys take care. We're WNEWFM, Metro Media Stereo.